Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Nick Carter lost his brother Aaron Carter recently. We still don't have the toxicology reports back, but we're assuming that it was not good because Aaron Carter had been struggling with mental health problems, addiction problems, and it had been well known for a long time. They did find prescription pills at the scene where he died. He drowned in a bathtub. They found air cans that they thought he was, you know, huffing air. So lots to unpack there. But now Nick Carter, who was estranged from Aaron at the time because they had a pretty turbulent relationship, all because of all the issues Aaron had had over the years. Well, now he is teaming up with their sister and he is doing something really good to honor Aaron Carter. Him and his sister have launched a mental health fund where they're asking people basically to donate instead of flowers, which a lot of people, you know, will do when someone dies. And I get it, they're pretty, but where do they go after that? Nowhere. He's saying, no, hold the flowers and instead donate to a children's mental health organization. That's what they're doing instead. So Nick Carter and their sister, Aaron's sister as well, Angel, trying to pay it forward by raising money for this children's mental health charity. So good for them. It's a group called On Our Sleeves, the Movement for Children's Mental Health. And Nick's been behind this cause for years. So it's not even like he just jumped on the bandwagon. He's been serving as an ambassador for this mental health organization. So very nice. We're all about it. They help break the stigmas about child mental health. They aim to educate families and advocates. And as we all know, that's something that Aaron Carter has dealt with for years, or did deal with. So good for Nick Carter putting all that energy into a children's mental health organization. I'm here for it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's 6:31. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. I'm glad the snow stopped. We were able to get it cleaned up. Now we're just going to have to deal with it and figure it out. I was digging everything out last night, looking for my kids' snow pants, the boots. I wasn't prepared for that yet. Luckily, I found everything, including gloves for everyone and hats, which is a miracle because most parents know comes around, you can't even find two gloves that match. And you're just like, where do they all go? It's like socks, you know, that's what happens in the winter. But anyway, all right, so here's what I want to talk to you guys about this morning, because I've been really excited this week on the show that we are giving away Taylor Swift tickets. This is like the hottest ticket around. Yesterday, TikTok was blowing up. I saw more posts on Facebook about people trying to get Taylor Swift tickets who were waiting in the queue, or there was like 2,000 people in front of them online waiting for Taylor Swift tickets. And I get it. I would want to see Taylor Swift too. So her tickets go on sale. Everyone loses their mind. If you didn't get them, it's okay. We've got them all this week. I'm giving them away between 7 and 8 a.m. on the show. You just have to be listening for the Taylor Swift song of the day and be caller 10 when you hear it. But if you didn't get them, I'm sorry to hear that. Try it after 7 o'clock. It got me thinking about what is like the hottest ticket in town when it comes to concerts. Because, you know, at my job, this is what we do. I've been to more concerts. I've been very lucky. I've been blessed that I've gotten to see more people than I could ever dream dream of, okay? And when I think about what my favorite concert ever was, it's a hard one because I don't have a specific one, but one of the best ones I've seen in the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years was Bruno Mars at Summerfest. I mean, you want to talk about fun, you want to talk about energy. Bruno Mars just brings it with his show. So I'm going to ask you guys, you can call and you can tell me, who would you kill to see? Yeah, I said kill to see because Ryan from Calabama, I got a message from him saying his wife was, he's got to win these Taylor Swift tickets for his wife, Ashley. And I respect that. So who do you really, really want to see? Or who have you already seen that you think was the best concert ever? 414-533-1037. You can always call or text that number because I want to know. You know, mine was honestly Bruno Mars is one of the best ones I can remember. Lady Gaga was an amazing show at Summerfest as well. I saw her the same year I saw Bruno Mars. It was heaven, let me tell you. I think it was 2019. But anyway, hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your girl Ashley from Cudahy.
Oh, Ashley, good morning. Hey. Ashley, you know, everyone's losing their mind over the Taylor Swift tickets, which I totally get. But is there a concert that you would just kill to see? Or have you seen one that was the best ever?
There is a list that I have.
Okay.
Like, unfortunately, like, that's never going to happen.
You never know.
There's a lot of...
Never? Oh, are they dead or something? What's the twist here?
Like, Elton John and Cher are going to, like, you know, never... Like, they're just not going to go on tour anymore. Like, unfortunately,
Ashley,
for Elton John.
Ashley, I learned something years ago. Never say never. I just want to put that out there. Never say never. And I continue to learn that in my life. You never know,
You're
girlfriend.
Right.
You never know. Who else besides Elton John and Cher together would you love to see?
Top two would be Lizzo.
Ah!
And I know she's coming.
She's coming
to
back.
Pfizer.
Yep. She's coming back to Pfizer.
I'm verklempting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go see her.
Yes.
And then this past summer, I saw the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour. Best concert.
Yeah.
Ever.
I believe you on that one. I believe you on that one. Yeah, for sure. Well, Lizzo is coming back. She's going to be at the Pfizer. They just announced that. She's coming in May. So you have your chance at that. And maybe we'll have tickets. You never know, Ashley. All right.
No, I'm going to like... hound you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too. Let's go to the phones here. I have they're lit up right now. I love it. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Janessa. Good morning.
Hi, Janessa. Who would you like to see in concert?
Who would I like to see? Halsey.
Oh, Halsey. Halsey. That's a good one. Thank you for calling, Janessa. I got to say, I have seen Halsey in concert, and that is definitely a very good show. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Mackenzie from South Milwaukee.
Oh, good morning, Mackenzie. How are you? Let me pull up your theme song because you have one. Here we go. You know, Mackenzie,
start off the morning with it.
That's right. And I can't imagine who you're going to say since that's what you picked as your theme song. Who would you love to see in concert?
It's not going to be who you think based off of what my theme song is, I don't think.
Go on.
So who I really want to see in concert, ever since I was little and watched the Disney Channel, I've always wanted to see Selena Gomez.
Oh, that
she's
would be
like,
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like my go-to. Yeah, I tell my girlfriend all the time, I'm like, if I were to leave you for one person, it would probably be Selena Gomez.
She's
that's
great.
That's my dream right there. So mm-hmm. Selena Gomez. And then I'm a big country fan, actually,
yeah.
And I've seen Luke Bryan a number of times, and he's really, really good. He puts on a really good concert, so... Mm-hmm.
And yeah. If I had a wife, I would leave her for Luke Bryan.
Oh, hey, there you go.
There you go. We both had one this morning.
That's so funny.
I love it. I love it. Well, I don't know if Selena Gomez is going to tour again because she's just been focusing on acting, but that is a good pull for sure. Mackenzie?
Yeah, I've always loved her music and just loved her, and I've always wanted to see her. She came to Summerfest a couple years ago,
That's right.
But I wasn't able to go. I know. I was bummed.
Maybe
yeah,
she'll be back.
Maybe. And back to Taylor Swift real quick.
Yeah.
I work in a high school. I had so many of my students yesterday, like in class, like phones out. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing? Like, we got to put these away. They're like, no, no. Like, you don't understand. Like, we need to get these Taylor Swift tickets. I am like, oh, my God.
Mackenzie, so I have never... everything was all Taylor Swift yesterday between TikTok and Facebook and people posting trying to get their tickets. So, hey.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got tickets. We've got tickets after 7 o'clock, everybody. Get ready if you didn't get them yesterday.
I better tell my students. Maybe if during my class, we'll be like, hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes!
Taylor Swift tickets.
Yes!
Oh.
Turn on Kiss in the classroom. Wait for the Taylor Swift song of the day. Everybody can call, and then you can move on with your lives. How's that, Mackenzie?
Maybe I'll work it into my lesson somehow, maybe.
I love it. Hey, you have a good day, Mackenzie, all right?
You too, Ellie.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ryan from Alabama.
Oh, there he is.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Ryan.
I'm a man.
Is your wife talking to you since you haven't won the Taylor Swift tickets yet?
She's still talking to me. She's blowing me up right now on my phone.
Good.
Oh, my God. Ellie's talking about us. She's going to die.
I know I am. I'm already on this mission. I've already completed it.
You guys are so cute. I got this DM from Ryan with Ashley in the background, and Ryan's like, Ellie, if I don't win these tickets, my wife's going to come for me. And you guys were just adorable. Who do you want to see besides Taylor Swift, though, Ryan?
I don't want to see Taylor Swift. My wife's a huge fan of her. Me, on the other hand, I'm not. If I could see Mac Miller, I would see Mac Miller.
Aw, yeah. He came and played a Christmas bash for us before he passed away. And I know, he's one of those people. If you didn't get to see him, such a bummer, right?
Yeah, he is my guy. And then if I could also see Eminem. I used to be called Eminem when I was a kid, so I've always wanted to see him in concert.
That's a good one. I did see him years ago, but I don't want to rub it in. It was many a moons ago when I saw him. It was like 2002 or something like that when I saw Eminem. But that would be a good one. Maybe he'll be back to tour.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Ryan.
No problem. Take it easy.
You too. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, Kelly, good morning. Are you in the bathroom?
I am. I'm curling my hair.
You sound so echoey. I love it. Kelly, I love it. So, you know, you have a very good music palette, in my opinion. Who would you love to see in concert, or who was the best concert you ever saw?
Best concert I ever saw, of course, was New Kids on the Block.
Obviously, I should have known that.
I would kill to see Post Malone. I was so bummed that I missed him when he was in town.
Oh, and you know what? That show was so good because you forget how many songs Post Malone has until you're sitting at his concert and you're like, wow, I know every single one of these.
I know. He's amazing. Yeah. I think he's such a good guy, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, he does a lot of good stuff, and he's funny, and he's likable and lovable on social media, for sure. He'll be back around. I believe that in my heart. Okay, Kelly? He'll be back. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Janessa again. How about Pink?
Oh, Pink is a good one. Pink is a good one. I love it, Janessa. You keep calling. That's pretty funny. We have tickets to see Pink at 8:40 this morning. And good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily from South Milwaukee.
Oh, good morning, Emily in South Milwaukee. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
I was talking about how Taylor Swift, the hottest ticket around yesterday. I've never seen more posts about people trying to get tickets, being stuck in the queue. People were like number 2,000 in line in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Still didn't get the tickets, a lot of these people. We're giving them away after 7 o'clock this morning. But who's your go-to that you would love to see in concert?
I would have to go with Billie Eilish or Lizzo. I would kill to see either of them. Mm-hmm. They're both awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the best concert that I ever went to, and people are going to give me hate for this, was Nickelback.
Ah! Emily!
Legit, they put on an amazing concert. And I saw them at... the old Bucks Stadium, whatever it was.
Yes, people love to hate on Nickelback, so I give you credit for saying that out loud this morning. And Lizzo, you're going to have your chance again because she'll be here in May at the Pfizer, so that dream can come true, and hopefully we'll have tickets to that. You never know, right?
Perfect. We love it.
Well, thanks for calling, Emily. You have a good day.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow for day 4.
Absolutely. Oh, yes! Oh my gosh, I got to write you down. I got you on the board. Let me go give you a mark right now. Day 4 tomorrow. Perfect. Bye, Emily.
Awesome. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Hello, Kiss FM. One more. Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie! It's been a minute.
I know.
Moo!
Moo!
Charlie, welcome back to the show. Is there a concert you would love to see, or who was your favorite concert that you ever saw? Oh my goodness, Charlie, don't do this to me. This is the Charlie thing where he calls and then we lose the call and then he calls back. Well, at least we got your theme song in, Charlie. I have no idea who you were going to say. Absolutely none. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Allie, it's your boy, Tony.
Hey! Tony and Racine. You got lucky. Charlie, his call dropped again. I don't know what I'm going to do to get... This is what Charlie does. He calls and then his call drops every single time. Trust me. Tony, what's the best concert you ever saw, or who are you dying to see in concert?
Well, I've never been to a concert.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me put my coffee down. What did you just say to me? Are you joking me right now?
No, I'm for
Tony,
real.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not that type of person who goes and, I don't know.
Buys concert tickets.
I love live music.
Yeah.
I love live music. Like,
okay.
You go to the bar, they're playing.
Uh-huh.
That's about as close to a concert as I get.
My heart hurts right now for you as a music lover. Oh, Tony.
I know. I love music, too. You know, I DJ, so it's like to hear it and play it and then go to attend it is like, I don't know. I have no interest in it.
Tony,
I mean, I have my
Tony,
one person that
it.
I probably would. Okay, I have my one.
Who?
My one would probably be Prince. Honestly.
Prince, which is not going to happen because he passed away, obviously.
Correct.
But Tony, hold on. You can't say you would have no interest in going to a concert if you've never been to one, because it is a life changer. I can't even, you have to go to one and then tell me you don't want to go to one after you've been to one. Oh my gosh.
Well,
I'm just blown away.
I'll just come pick the Taylor Swift tickets up and try since you recommended it.
There we go. Tony, my mind is blown right now about the fact that you have never been to a concert. We may have to get you to a concert.
It's never even crossed my mind.
It would be a life changer for you. That is just unbelievable. Wow, Tony. Okay. I'm still processing that, and I hope you get to go to a concert sooner. I hope you win the Taylor Swift tickets this morning. Wow, Tony. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you know, I'm going to be trying for the Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. the Pink.
Yep.
You know, I'll be doing it all, but
good.
Yeah, I've never really interest, never had for me.
Wow, Tony. Oh, I'm speechless, and that never happens on this show. All right, Tony, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too.
It's Kiss Bye-bye. FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, Mariah Carey got denied when it came down to her wanting to be able to trademark that she was the Queen of Christmas. So listen to this. She had to go to court because, as you know, well, everyone knows this time of year is when we start to hear this little gem of a song. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm not going to play the whole thing yet. Either way, you know when you hear that song, it is definitely the holiday season. So Mariah Carey had decided she was going to go to court and try to trademark the actual saying Queen of Christmas. Now, she wanted to do this because she wanted to sell merchandise. She also wanted to be called the Princess of Christmas. And she also wanted to trademark QOC for Queen of Christmas. So she could put all of this on merchandise. Well, she got denied in court. Why? Because it was appealed by another woman, Elizabeth Chan, who has put out 12 Christmas albums. 12 Christmas albums. She came out and said, hold on, I've also used the title Princess of Christmas, and I've made 12 Christmas albums. Mariah Carey cannot trademark that. I want to call myself the Queen of Christmas and the Princess of Christmas. So they went to court, and in court they decided that Mariah Carey was not allowed to trademark Queen of Christmas. So no matter how hard she tries, she will not be able to sell her merchandise and claim that she's the Queen of Christmas. But we'll always have this song, right?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out AMI, the jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk comes from Jimmy. He sent us an email at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. He wants to know if he's a jerk for putting his girlfriend's groceries back. Listen to this one. Here's what he said. He said, "Hey, Allie, my girlfriend and I moved in together a few months ago. It's been pretty good except for one issue. Whenever we go grocery shopping, she almost always wanders off when we get in line and doesn't come back until I've finished checking out. We're supposed to split the grocery bill, but every time I wind up paying for it, and then it takes weeks for her to repay me. We did talk about finances before we moved in together, and I've tried talking to her to see if maybe she was having money problems, but she insists her money is fine and she just gets bored in the store. I definitely can't afford to keep footing our grocery bill on my own, so the last time we went grocery shopping, she wandered off when we were in line. Right before it was our turn, I tried calling her phone. She didn't answer. So I left all of her items in the cart and wound up getting only the things we both needed and I wanted. She came back after I had already finished paying and she saw I had less groceries and asked where the rest of our items were. And I told her that hers were in the cart by the register and they were going to be put back. I told her she could go pay for them, but I was going to the car. My girlfriend got all her stuff and came back out a few minutes later, but now she's mad at me. So, am I the jerk for putting her groceries back?" 414-533-1037. This is an interesting one. Jimmy feels like every time they go grocery shopping, his girlfriend's leaving him with the bill and he's had enough of it. So he stopped paying for her groceries. Is he the jerk? 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number. We're going to take all of your calls next. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk is Jimmy. He wrote in. He wants to know if he's the jerk for putting his girlfriend's groceries back. He said every time they go shopping, she disappears when it's time to pay. She just miraculously is gone. So he pays for him, but it takes her weeks to pay him back, and he's sick of it. He said the last time they went grocery shopping, she disappeared again. So he only paid for the stuff they needed and he wanted. She got mad at him. She did go back and pay for her own stuff, but now she's furious at him and they're fighting. So he wants to know, is he the jerk for putting the groceries back? What a dilemma to have today. Let me tell you, I gotta tell you. We're gonna go straight to the phones this morning and I'll just go, let's see, who do we got on one? Oh, I know who's on one right now. Good morning, Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning, Miss Allie. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Santino?
Oh, I am awesome. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. I love to hear it. Santino, Jimmy wants to know if he's a jerk for putting his girlfriend's groceries back. What do you think?
No. He ain't no jerk. I mean, come on. Like, this is a telltale sign. If she's already backing off on commitments or responsibilities, what's going to happen later down the road? Like, this is just simple groceries. So, like, is she on time with her rent or mortgage, whatever they have moving in together? I mean, like, come on now. Like, she needs to pull her weight and don't go drifting off because you ain't got nothing else. You ain't getting that bored.
Right. Right. You just, it's funny how you just only disappear when it's time to pay the bill, right?
Right. Next time, tell her to do online shopping so she has to have it up front.
Oh, there you go. You could do a pickup where you just drive up and pick up your order and then she has to pay for it. That's a good suggestion, Santino. So you say
No, not a jerk. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to eat at the end of the day. If she don't eat, that's on her. Better find her a new man.
Find her a new man. I love it. I love it. All right, Santino, I like it. You say no, he's not the jerk. And I do agree with you. It might be a sign of what's to come with her bailing on paying for things. And if it's already irritating him, like if he didn't care, that'd be one thing. If he was like, I don't care, I'll pay for it. You know, we live together, but it bothers him. So it's just going to keep becoming more of a problem until it gets dealt with.
Kind of like yesterday's Am I the Jerk? She's going to go to the altar and walk away. Like, I don't want to get married right now. I'll think about it next week.
Right. Absolutely. It's so true. I love it. All right, Santino, keep having a good day. All right. We'll talk to you later.
You too.
Bye. Later. Next up, Rachel. Oh, congratulations, Rachel. It's day two for you working towards that theme song in Fort Atkinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got in again. I'm so happy for you.
I know, me too. So exciting.
Yes, Rachel, what do you think? Is Jimmy a jerk for putting his girlfriend's groceries back because he always gets stuck paying for them? She always disappears when it's time to pay at the grocery store.
Oh, my gosh. No, he's not a jerk at all.
Okay.
So, no, and she's a little manipulative, mm-hmm. little jerk. I'm leaving. I'm so bored. No, people are so selfish and self-centered nowadays. It's ridiculous. You're in a relationship. You guys have agreed on this. If you don't want to continue agreeing on it, then agree to pay another bill. And then he can pick up groceries to a certain dollar amount. Obviously, you don't want to go above and beyond if that's
sure.
the
uh-huh.
No, agree, communicate, and work on things. Don't just be a little, oh, I'm so bored, I'm going to walk away. No, that's BS.
Yeah, it's not cool. And it's not cool if it's bugging your partner. You got to do something about it, for sure. I like it how you said it's selfish. She's only thinking about herself. She's not thinking about him at all with this one, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, yep. I can never do that. I feel so bad for mm-hmm. my partner. No way.
Right. Like, does she ever feel bad? That's another good question. Where's, like, the meter in her brain that goes, man, I feel bad. This isn't cool what I'm doing. And the fact that he's talked to her and asked if she has money problems, and she says, no, everything's fine. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, very selfish.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rachel, I will talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
Heck yeah.
You have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Next up, Paulina's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Paulina.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Jimmy a jerk for putting his girlfriend's groceries back? Because she always just disappears when it's time to pay okay. and then doesn't pay him for weeks later.
Now, Allie, I know it's a little rusty, but I got a theme song.
Oh, my gosh, Paulina. See? Oh, you know what? My apologies. Let's do this. Here we go. See what happens when you don't call for a while, Paulina?
I know. It's been Hold on. Like a week and a half.
Give me a sec. I'm dusting off all the dust. Oof, get that dust right. off of her theme song. Paulina, I apologize. You deserve better than that as a regular on this show. You deserve better. All right, Paulina, is Jimmy a jerk?
So, this story, I don't know why, but it just tickled me. I'm just like picturing in my head her just wandering off right before it's time to pay.
Right.
And then the fact that she comes back right after he's done, it's like, is she watching him from around the corner?
Right.
Like, this is just the weirdest situation. But no, he's right. not a jerk. And like, how is she not embarrassed?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're, I would be embarrassed. Like, what the hell?
Well, and especially when he tried to call her when they get up to the checkout to be like, hey, time to come up and pay for the groceries. And she's just nowhere to be found.
Oh, my goodness. She's a mess.
She is a mess. So basically, you
think he's not a jerk.
Jimmy should break up with her for being a mess. Forget about the grocery dilemma.
Should,
And I love it how you think she's looking from around a corner. Now I have this vision of her like poking around from like the milk aisle and like,
that's what I'm imagining. It's hilarious.
Maybe she's a con artist and he just hasn't picked up on it yet, right?
Right.
Oh, I love it. All right, Paulina, I will never forget your theme song again, okay? Sorry about
thank
that.
Thank you, Allie.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Samantha is in Milwaukee. Oh, good morning, Samantha. How are you?
I am quite lovely.
Oh, good. What do you think about Jimmy basically putting his girlfriend's groceries back? Because she always bails when it's time to pay at the store. And he's had it.
So probably unpopular opinion, but I think they're both jerks.
Oh, go on.
Because first off, if he knows that this is her general demeanor and behavior, then he should just offer to go to the grocery store on his own and pick up his own stuff.
Ah.
And if she's just going to wander off like a spoiled child and be like, I'm not going to do the adult portion of this. Uh-huh. I'm just going to grab the cereal off the wall and then make mommy and daddy pay for it type of attitude.
Right.
Then she's the jerk as well. So mm-hmm. for him, he should have. Instead of putting her groceries back, I would have just had a conversation with her and said, look, since you're not able to be an adult about this, I'm just going to have to go to the grocery store by myself because mm-hmm. I can't afford both groceries. Like, just have that conversation with each other. And then if she gets upset about it, then There's a lot of curves out there.
Right. There's a lot of curves out there. You guys are killing me today. I love it. So you're basically saying he's enabling her by even going to the store with her at all and getting into this mess every time. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Okay. So I'm going to say that you said, yes, he's a jerk because you said they're both jerks, which means, yes, he is the jerk. And if he doesn't like it, she can find the curb. Got it. I love it, Samantha.
All right.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye. Melinda finally is on the phone in Rochester. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Allie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited. We've got Taylor Swift tickets before 8 o'clock. It's a good day. So you tell me, Melinda, do you think Jimmy's a jerk for putting his girlfriend's groceries back? Because she always bails when it's time to pay at the register.
Oh, he's not a jerk. She's a jerk. And you know how embarrassing it is to get to a register?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have enough money or somebody's not paying?
Yep.
He's been totally humiliated, and this should be a warning that I hope they don't go further with getting married or having a family together, because, you know, they can't even figure this out.
Right.
No.
You're saying he's being taken advantage of, and you don't think he should get married because then he's legally going to be in charge of paying for everything. Right now, he can still walk away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's a user, and it's written all over the situation.
Boom.
So. He needs to dump her. She's not a jerk.
Okay. I like it. I like it, Melinda. That is 4-1. 4 say no, he's not a jerk, but it seems like the overall theme is that he should definitely drop her. Do we agree on that?
Dump her.
I love it. Thanks for calling, Melinda. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Allie.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, people are speculating that this famous couple may have secretly gone and tied the knot. Who am I talking about? Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes. Now, listen, these two have been together for a long time. They even have two daughters together, Esmeralda and Amada. So pretty. Such pretty names. And even though we all love our Ryan Gosling from The Notebook, he was like the Bachelor everybody wanted, especially when him and Rachel McAdams broke up. He has been with Eva Mendes for a hot minute. The two never got married, but now people are saying because of a new tattoo she got that they are convinced they are secretly married. She got a new tattoo on her wrist, and she posted it on her Instagram, and it has the words inked on, and it says De Gosling, like De, D-E. And so people are saying, well, since it's Hispanic culture, the use of De unifies the woman's last name with her husband's after marriage. Everyone's saying, she must be trying to say that she's officially Mrs. Gosling. Now, honestly, in 2022, I don't even know if you need to be married. I know people who call themselves husband and wife and are not married. People wouldn't even know they aren't married. So maybe they got married, maybe they didn't. I would think there'd be paperwork out there somewhere for somebody to find. But either way, Ryan Gosling's long off the market. Him and Eva Mendes happily together with their two kids. It is Allie, and I got to tell you guys a story. Last night, my son had his first basketball practice of the season. I have two kids, Owen and Hudson, and it was Hudson, my 9-year-old. He had his first practice. Owen's already started playing. And before we even went to this practice, Hudson was like, Mom, do I have to play basketball? To which I said, yes, you're gigantic, okay? You're the tallest kid I've ever met. You have to play basketball, which is kind of rude because when I grew up, I'm 5'11". A lot of people don't know that about me. I actually met a listener at the Pfizer of last Friday when I was at Jurassic World Live. And the first thing she said to me was, I didn't know you were so tall. And I'm like, I hear that a lot. But I'm 5'11". So one of the things everybody always said to me growing up was, do you play basketball? Do you play volleyball? And I did play basketball. I did. And I enjoyed it. Didn't love it, but it was fun. So of course I put my kids in it because I'm tall. They're tall. My ex-husband's 6'6". They're going to be tall kids. They already are. So we go to basketball practice last night, and not even 5 minutes in, I'm just standing there kind of watching from afar just to make sure my kid's fine. I admit it, I'm totally micromanaging, but I'm keeping my mouth shut and I just want to make sure he's okay. And the coach is trying to do drills with them. He's like, all right, we're doing this. And they're working on passing and dribbling. And he pairs Hudson up with his partner and Hudson's passing the ball. And the next thing I hear is Hudson shout across the gym to the coach. And he says, I'm only here because my mom's making me play. And the coach, bless his heart, just kind of smiled and said, uh-huh. And I was mortified. I'm like, Hudson, be quiet and just pass the ball. Afterwards, his coach came up to me and introduced himself and said, during practice, Hudson informed me that he's only here because you're forcing him to play. And I said, oh, I heard that. I was totally embarrassed. But it ended up being fine. And of course, he had fun. And whether or not he wants to go, let's be real. I'm going to make him go because it's good exercise, team stuff. It's good all around for kids to be involved in activities. The kids, I mean, he's got one practice a week and one game a week. He's going to be just fine playing rec basketball. So it got me thinking, though, about how much I did, like, as a kid. I remember being in so many sports. I remember I swam competitively and I went to swim practice every day and never complained about it. I played basketball. I played tennis. I played softball when I was younger. And just, it was an everyday thing, and it ended up being such a great thing for me. But if you asked me now, did my parents force me to do it, I'd probably say yes, which is pretty funny. So that's what we're going to discuss this morning. Did your parents force you into a sport, and what was it? And you, even if you liked it, you can be honest about it. 414-533-1037. I think doing sports ended up being great for me, and I'm glad I did it. It made it easier as I got older to work out and continue being athletic when I got back into shape. But there's always a sport that, like, your parent forces you into. I remember them trying to make me play soccer. Not a fan. Hated soccer. Hated every second of it. I was always mad that they made me go to soccer. Just did not make me happy at all. I was like, stop making me play soccer. And eventually they let it go and I got to find something that I actually liked. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jackie Bella and Eliana.
Oh my gosh. You know what? You guys earned your theme song yesterday and I have it right here. You gave me a couple choices and I had to go with TLC, No Scrubs, ladies. I had to go with that as your theme song.
All right.
Woo! So, yes, every time that you call in Jackie, Bella, and Eliana in Brookfield, TLC No Scrubs is officially your theme song, okay?
Okay.
Did you have to play a sport growing up, Jackie, or did your parents force you into one?
Actually, I had to play softball.
Ah, did you like it?
So my dad made me play softball, mm-hmm. and at first I didn't because they put me as catcher in right field. And I would be doing cartwheels in the outfield.
Yes.
But then I ended up getting into it and ended up being a pitcher and, you know, taking our teams to All-Star, you know. And it was, and at the end of the day, it was a good thing for me.
Right.
But then being in softball, then I wanted to be into volleyball and basketball and soccer. So I did it all.
Yeah.
But I was forced to be in softball.
Yeah. But you ended up liking it in the end. So I shouldn't feel bad.
I played it up until probably about 10, 15 years ago.
Oh,
I played for Bar Leagues and my
girl, you were doing just fine with it. That's awesome.
right.
Aww.
So at the end of the day, it was probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you ladies calling in today. We'll talk to you tomorrow with your theme song again, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Julie.
Hey, Julie. Where are you calling from today?
Oak Creek.
Did your parents force you into playing a sport when you were a kid?
Yes.
What was it, and did you like it? Tell the truth.
So it was actually in high school when I moved in with my dad and my stepmom.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted me to enjoy high school. So they forced me to try out for cheerleading, didn't make it. Forced me to try out for basketball, didn't make it.
Oh, no.
Became the girls' basketball manager, and they ended up going to state.
No way! That's awesome.
And then also made me go out for track, which obviously you don't try out for track. So I was on the team on the team for 2 years. So
that's awesome. So they did force you into doing something, but you found your calling and you guys went to state. Was that in Oak Creek as well or somewhere else?
No, that was actually, it's now St. Mary's Central in Burlington.
Okay. Well, shout out to them, whatever year it was they went to state. I believe it's all because you were their manager.
Yes, of course.
I love it. Well, thanks for calling in, Julie. Have a good day.
You too.
But good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Kathleen from New Berlin.
Oh, hey, Kathleen in New Berlin. You're on a streak right now. What day is this for you calling in?
This is day three.
Day three. You're working towards that theme song. Kathleen, did your parents force you to play a sport?
Mine wasn't a sport. I was a complete charm girl. I loved every minute of it. Mine was my mother wanted me to be more girly.
Oh, Lord.
So it was Girl Scouts.
Okay. Okay. I guess because she thought it was all girls, and so she thought that would make you more feminine or whatever she wanted you to be.
Yep. She felt that would make me a well-rounded person, that it would teach me the value of community service.
Yes.
And this and that.
Yes. True.
And I kind of looked at her. I'm like, I don't want to. I don't like the camp.
You didn't want to do it.
She just looked at me and she goes, well, I don't want to go to the gym and watch you play basketball 5 nights a week, but I do that.
You know, that's so funny. I've talked to other parents about this, about trying to put our kids in sports we want to watch at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a parent, I'm like, no, you're going to play basketball because it's inside and I don't have to sit outside in the winter then. And I'm totally fine if you play basketball. Oh, that's funny that your mom did that. That's hysterical. I love it.
Yep.
Well, Kathleen, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Oh, Kiss FM. Hello. Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie. You're back.
I'm not going to lose you.
Are you sure?
In one spot. Yeah.
Charlie called in this morning around 6:30, and as soon as he got on the phone, his phone dropped out. Once again, I was like, Charlie, enough with your phone dropping out. It's good to hear from you, though, buddy. It's been a minute. Did your parents force you to play a sport when you were a kid?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Did you like it?
No. To this day, I hate it with a passion. All my family, please.
Oh, no. See, Charlie, now you're cutting out. You promised me you weren't going to cut out. Are you still there?
Good. Okay, yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I got out of my car.
That's okay. You hate baseball. Your parents forced you to play it. I got it.
And my siblings, my nieces, nephews, everybody plays it. Except me.
And you weren't into it. You were like, nope, I'm good.
Nope, I'm done.
Because I remember
my dad goes, I remember, what's a wild pitch? And he, well, I got shown. That was, nope, I'm done.
I'm good. Thanks for playing. Well, Charlie, it was good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Justin from Pewaukee.
Good morning, Justin in Pewaukee. You got your own theme song. Justin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did your parents force you to play a sport when you were a kid? Because Hudson thinks I'm forcing him to play basketball. That's where all this came from today. He had his first practice last night. What about you, Justin?
Yes, all of them. Literally all of them. I did 4 years of soccer. I did one winter thing of indoor basketball.
Uh-huh.
I did one thing of flag football. I did t-ball for 4 or 5 years, 2 years of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I did tennis. Yep. You name it, I did it.
Did you like any of them, honestly?
The only one I actually enjoyed, but only when it was like when I wanted to do it, was tennis. All the other ones I absolutely hated. I'm not super competitive like that.
Sure.
Like, everyone's screaming and yelling at each other to do stuff. I'm like, that's not going to make me be better at this. I don't know why you're doing that.
Well, and I get it. Not everyone's into sports. Like, not everyone likes to play sports. I do appreciate the exercise I got and the team camaraderie. I met a lot of friends from doing sports and being involved that way. But I feel you. There was a lot. Like, soccer, I was just not interested. I was like, why do I have to do this? Yes, it felt very forced as a kid. But
and so, exactly.
And kids can do arts. I mean, there's so many activities. You want to get involved in music. That's something a kid can get involved in. That's great too. So all kinds of things kids can do. I'm with
exactly.
You.
I did band from third grade all the way through senior year of high school. So
what did you play?
I was a percussionist.
Oh, look at you playing the drums. Very learned something new about Justin and Pewaukee today. I love it. Well, thanks for calling, Justin.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too.
Take one more call. Ooh, it's really, really loud. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Nicole from Sheboygan.
Nicole, how are you?
Good. I've been trying to call in, and I've been getting nothing but busy signal, girl.
I'm sorry. We got a lot of people trying to get in to get their theme song. It's really loud in your car right now, though. But I'm glad you got through. Have you, are we on Bluetooth? What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get you off.
Get me off, girlfriend. Wait, that sounded horrible, by the way. Nicole, okay. I should have said just pick up the phone. Nicole, did your parents force you into playing a sport when you were a kid?
No. And it wasn't. It was color guard. So in Sheboygan, we had a lot of groups. Some people will know, like, the Buccaneers, top hats, things like that. When I was six, I did top hats.
Okay.
And then we went ahead and formed another group called JR Brass, and that evolved into Evolution. So we performed around the Midwest.
Oh, cool.
All over Wisconsin, Illinois. We had regionals in Minnesota. We ended up going to Indianapolis for World Championships. So there was groups from Japan, China, you name it. They were all over. And my age out year, we placed fifth in the world in my class.
Wow. In Sheboygan. Straight out of Sheboygan. Yep. For real. That's amazing. Yep. Props.
Yep. And now in Sheboygan, there's not so many groups anymore. And I don't even think there's really any groups in Wisconsin because the Midwest Color Guard Circuit had prices so sky high, and even in Sheboygan, we weren't getting any help.
It became too expensive.
Being the only group. Yeah. So
that's the other problem when sports become expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's really cool, though.
It was something that I saw form, and Color Guard was like my sister.
Yeah.
So when we had to close it down, I cried because that was like a sibling. It was part of my life.
It was a big part of your life, yeah.
But there is a show in Illinois just south of the border that my kids have seen, but my little one has not yet. And my son is now doing drums because of it.
That's cool. Well, awesome. Nicole.
They have percussions and stuff.
That's a great story. I loved hearing that. Thanks you for sharing that this morning. And thanks for calling in. I'm glad you got in because I appreciated that. Shout out to Sheboygan. Fifth in the world or the country? What did you say that year?
Fifth in the world in our class.
The color guard. Look at them go. Amazing.
And there was at least maybe 20-some groups in that. In that class.
Nice. But Nicole, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good, girl.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.